Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are so many cool stories with just Team USA, not to mention athletes from all over the world. But I love to tell the stories, and I've been really anxious to catch up with high jumper Vashti Cunningham, who has the highest jump in the world this year, set a personal best, and is going into her second Olympics as a favorite in the event. She is considered a gold medal favorite, one of the best in the world. Her dad is Randall Cunningham. He's also her coach. So this is a family affair. She's not yet in Tokyo, still training in Las Vegas. And on Wednesday, it was my privilege to be able to catch up with her and ask her about her mindset as she approaches her second Olympic Games. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I started out by asking Vashti, how are your emotions as you qualify for the Olympics the second time, but now this long wait before you actually get to compete?
My emotions and everything is just, I feel like, very aligned with how they're supposed to be. You know, I think back to 2016 and how I was feeling around that time and where I was mentally and physically and just, like, maturely. I think going into this Olympics, my second Olympics, is much more of a comfort thing. Like, I'm much more comfortable. I'm much more confident. I feel like I'm more relaxed. So the emotions are everywhere because I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm not flustered or I don't feel any super heavy pressure on me.
How different was it then, Vashti, when you were a teenager and you qualified so young? Can you compare how you feel now and your emotions now to what it was like going into your first Olympics?
When I was 18, making the team, I was definitely, like, shy and not necessarily nervous because I'm not a super nervous jumper or athlete, but it was not, I was not comfortable like I am now. Like, I didn't have any comfort in the sport or in my height jumping or, you know what I'm saying? Even just my name, kind of. Like, I just had got out of high school and I'm not the type of person who's super out there. So going around all of these professional athletes who are all older than me, it was kind of like a thing that made me just very quiet and maybe very reserved. And then going into the competition, I don't think I had the mindset that I have now of the confidence and, you know, the establishment of, I know my name is established. I know my performances have just matched and progressed over the years. And so I think that the emotions back then were much higher and much more flustered than they are now. I think things are much more controlled and just more like a vet.
What are these next couple weeks like for you before you ever get to the stadium?
I've been training hard back home. It's been, like, ridiculously hot out here. Luckily, we've gotten some rain, but it has not been cool rain. It's been, like, hot, muggy rain. The weather conditions that we've been dealing with out here have been literally godsend because it's been a little bit humid, and I'm going to a place that's very humid and it's hot, so I'm able to kind of, like, act like I'm in Tokyo and train in the humidity and the heat. But also I know that when I get out there, I'm going to have time to relax and time to continue my training instead of just jumping straight into competition. And I think that kind of feels good.
these Tokyo games are so different than your experience in Rio for a lot of reasons, but specifically because there will be no spectators. I was watching a soccer game on TV in my studio last night, and other than a handful of, you know, different people with the travel parties, the stadium was completely empty. What are your emotions about competing in these games and having empty stadiums as opposed to what you're used to?
It's for sure going to be a different vibe in the stadium and just at the whole track meet, I think. And not even just the track meet, I think it's going to be a different vibe for all of the sports and the arenas and the competitions. But I think the hardest part for me is, you know, the family not being able to come out there, because I think it's different when you can spend time with your family and, you know, get encouraged by them and feed off of their energy rather than no energy at all. And of course the energy of the fans, like, I think that's definitely going to be a time where we realize how important the fans are, but at the same time we're all at this level and we've all got to this huge place in our life where even if there is no fans, we still have to show up and compete. So I know that my mindset going into this track meet, fans or not, is my focus is 100% on the competition. It's not necessarily on having a good time or going and doing the things that I planned to do before all of this got like this, but really, really just centered on the competition. And I think that it's going to be shocking, actually, how the athletes still do really, really well, even with no fans, even though it would be awesome to have them there.
We're spending a few minutes with Vashti Cunningham, who's still in Las Vegas in preparation for the high jump at the Tokyo Olympics. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Soon heading to Japan, and because your father, Randall Cunningham, former NFL Pro Bowler, is your coach, I can imagine that's a relief to at least have someone from your family with you. How much does it matter that he gets to make the trip?
Oh, it means the world to me that my dad is my coach and that I'm going to be able to have him out there and just not, you know, be by myself or anything like that. I'm going to be able to train with him. I'm going to be able to eat with him, talk with him, have our Bible studies. It really, really just means a lot to me to have him there, because that is my routine. And if I can't have my entire family there, at least I can have one person, my dad.
I can imagine your family is going to have to be up in the middle of the night with the time change to be able to watch, but it's amazing the family experience that you have. Your brother also competes in high jump. Of course, you've got the NFL connection as well. How has that pushed you and made you a better athlete to have others who have competed at the professional level?
My whole life growing up, I just remember competing with my brother. You know, even if he's in playing football or baseball or whatever he's doing, I remember competing against him. So having family members that are at the level that I'm at and have even, you know, went past the level I'm at and been at higher levels, it really, really helped me navigate my way through my career and this professional career, because I have the role models to look up to, and I have the experience that they have. They can explain their experiences to me and give me new insights. So I really think it's awesome that I really think I'm blessed, actually, to have family members who compete in the same sport as me, but have also been on professional levels in different sports.
I got to ask, because I love my family too, and I don't know what I'd do without them, but if my mother had to coach me in something, I think that we would clash a bunch. Do you ever clash with your dad, or is it just this perfect situation that, and you don't ever have that family dynamic where you're like, meow?
I think in every dad, father-daughter relationship, there's a clash or two, if not more. So me and my dad have clashed before, but that was when I was a teenager. You know, I was just getting out of high school, and I was not getting ready to leave for college and start this new life somewhere else. I was staying in Vegas and training in Vegas, still living at home. So we definitely clashed for a little bit, but it was not anything that was super serious or detrimental or even really, you know, had a negative effect on me. I think that it was just a part of the growing process and the, you know, me getting older and having to understand that my dad loves me and wants the best for me, and if not, like, he wants to ruin my life. so that was something that grew into the relationship that we have now, which I feel like is a very healthy relationship.
We cannot forget about your mom, and I've enjoyed seeing some of the videos and also hearing you talk about how much her ballet dancing has also been a critical part of you getting to this point where you have the highest jump in the world this year and you're considered a gold medal favorite. How critical your mom's grace in all of your success, Vashti?
I think that my mom definitely plays a key part in my career and in my success. She's not the person that's on the field coaching me to high jump, but she's definitely the person off the field who keeps me sane and keeps me grounded. When it comes to like being overwhelmed with life and, you know, just not really knowing which direction to go, I always run to my mom, and she's always there with open arms. So I really do contribute a lot of my success to her as well as my dad. But first of all, I give all my success to God.
Many people don't realize probably that your parents are pastors. Your dad is the senior pastor of a church, and then your mom is a pastor as well. God and your faith play a huge role in your life. So as you look back over your journey, how important that relationship with God?
I love when people ask me this because it's the most important relationship. And if I didn't have this relationship with God, I genuinely don't think I would be at this place that I'm at of success, of elevation, of just being blessed and being able to have a platform where I can say these type of things. I really give it all to him, like 100%. And every single track meet, that is like my goal, is my prayer before the track meet is, God, I hope that I'm the one that you use. I hope that I'm the one that wins so that at the end I can give you glory. And I really truly think going into the competition with a mind like that and with a heart like that, there's no room for failure, because he doesn't want us to fail. He wants us to be successful and at the top. And if our heart and our mind is in the place of giving him glory, then why would he not take us there?
Vashti Cunningham is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. She's getting set to compete in her second Olympics in the high jump. Let me ask you this, and maybe as you talked about at the beginning, your emotions are a little bit different, but how does it feel to represent your country and to wear the red, white, and blue on this international stage?
It feels amazing to be able to represent my country. Like, I've represented schools, I've represented companies, but it's just something so big and a feeling of really being important when I put my USA uniform on. Like, wow, like I kind of feel like a celebrity in a way, because not every single person gets to represent the country and, you know, be on TV being there as like a model for America. That's kind of how I see it. So it really is important to me to be able to wear that uniform and to just be a face of our track and field team. It really makes me happy and just feel important, honestly.
For people who don't know the process, you know, when you're competing in a meet, how many jumps you go through, Vashti, can you explain what it's like to be in the stadium for that day when you are competing and what that process is like?
Yeah, the process of competition for a high jumper is different than for a sprinter or for a distance runner or even for a long jumper, honestly. The process for high jump is, it is sit around and wait for a while and re-warm up and let your legs get cold and warm them up again. But it's also like a process of perfection. You have to be perfect on your attempts. You have to step in the right places. You have to have the same speed at every jump. So I really think that the downtime is a time that you can really sit there and collect your thoughts about your previous jump and, you know, just get your mind right, because it's something that you do have to go in perfect on every jump. Like, there's definitely lucky moments where you'll skim the bar or you'll take off too far, too close, and you'll just freakishly make it. But that time, that downtime is so critical to prepare for the next height. So basically with high jump, you have three attempts at every single height that it is. It goes up by 2 inches, maybe 2 inches or 3 inches. And so you will have three opportunities to make each height. If you miss all three, then you're out of the competition. And if you make every height on your first attempt, you're most likely to win the competition. It's like a game, kind of. who's going to go through the cleanest?
Something that athletes have had to deal with over the past year and a half, and it's coming into focus again because of the games and the influx of thousands in Tokyo, the testing for COVID, whether vaccinated, whether unvaccinated. We've seen some, even American athletes, forget the rest of the world stage, but American athletes who've had to back out at the last second or who've been left off teams and left behind because they tested positive. And that's heartbreaking after years of pouring your blood, your sweat, your tears into it. So how has that changed your approach and as you prepare and try to make sure that you stay healthy?
Oh, it's changed my approach. First of all, I'm a huge germ freak. So I love these masks, and I cannot lie. I will wear my mask everywhere. So I'm already like super precautious and on my toes when I'm out in public. And the other thing is I don't really go out in public too much. Especially, you know, getting closer to the games, I've been really just relaxing at home if I'm not training, trying to cook my food at home and not necessarily go out and eat so much. But that's the mindset that, like, I have to be in to go to this level of competition and have no complications. I was in a track meet this year where I actually did get kicked out of a track meet from contact tracing. Even though I didn't test positive, I tested negative twice. I did get removed from a track meet from contact, and that was probably one of the worst feelings that I have ever felt. Like, I did not know what to do in the moment of, I'm supposed to be sleeping right now going to jump tomorrow, and it's 2 a.m. because I can't sleep because I'm not jumping tomorrow. Mm. So, you know, going into the Olympics, I'm not playing any games about that. I love all my friends, but I will see you guys when I get back.
Well, then let me ask you, if you don't mind, to take us back to a year ago. I guess it's been more than a year ago when the Olympics were finally postponed. What were the emotions around that, knowing that they'd been completely shut down?
The first person that I thought about was my brother, and I just felt like a sense of relief and peace because He had more opportunity now to train and get ready for the Olympics, and he didn't have to rush his healing process. So originally, I was not really as stressed or as sad or hurt by the Olympics being postponed. I just literally went and rode jet skis the next week, and I was just having a good time during the quarantine. Like, I just remember being able to do all the things that I wanted to do, whether it was shoots that I wanted to do, style people I wanted to style. Anything creative that I had in my mind, I was really attacking at that time. So it was like a time that I truly think was essential for me this season to be focused. I was able to, you know, get all of these ideas that I have out of my mind that I'm usually not able to attack.
Gotcha. So you're getting ready to depart for Tokyo. And of course, a lot of people will be rooting for you back home. So when do you take off?
So I'll be heading to Japan on the 27th, and I'll get there on the 28th.
Oh, my goodness, the travel.
It's going to be – I honestly couldn't even tell you what it's going to be. I've never been to Tokyo. I haven't been overseas during any of this pandemic stuff or any track meet, so I really don't know what the process is going to look like. But I know that I'm just really excited to be out there. I'm going to bring my film camera. I know I'm not going to be able to leave the village, but – on the bus rides, I'm going to try and take as many pictures out the windows as I can.
Awesome. Well, and for that reason, you need to follow Vashti on Twitter at VashTizzle with an underscore at the end. There's even a video of her explaining the high jump with the Legos, which I think is good for the rest of us who've never competed before. Congratulations for making the team. And I'm so glad your dad gets to be there with you. And we'll be rooting you on, Vashti. We appreciate a couple of minutes with you.
Thank you so much. I'm so blessed to be able to represent Las Vegas and USA. So thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.